You're listening to Rooftop Sessions, supported by Ogden Media and Bayside Bowl, fueled by the generosity of Dutch and some serendipitous production and packaging errors.
The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine.
So believe it or not, we started a podcast before the full Portland 8 season.
Wow,
in
really?
2015.
I did not know
I am
that.
Not joking. I had to look at the banners to figure that out myself.
always look to the banners.
And here we are. We're at Bowl Portland 13. Welcome back to Rooftop Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bowl Portland. Just coming off a draft league. We are in the midst of Christmas party lane closure season.
As we know it.
First got to talk is the Bowl Portland Draft League champion, Double Cheese.
Hey, Cheese, congrats
nice.
Again.
Yeah, man.
How many is that?
That's two. Two as a captain.
I didn't know you won Draft League.
You're welcome.
No.
I didn't know you were in it.
Dude, your team stepped up.
Yeah.
That was a match. Right. Danks and all those
guys. Was that a team on paper you think can win the title?
I thought
absolutely
you
had
no
not.
I thought you were losing in two in the semis.
I'm. You know, I can't say enough good things.
I got to say one quick thing about your team and one of the players you drafted. I was trying to fill it out at the end to expand by a couple teams. And I reached out to now named Brown Michael Cox.
Michael, BMX.
And then after a couple of days, like, all right, I'll do it. And I said, what's your average? And he's like, 185. And I was like, well, it's a really hard pattern. You didn't bowl the last few years. He's like, I was like, I'll put you down for a 165. He's like, fine, but I'll average 185. And then he averaged, I don't know, close to that. He was pretty good.
Definitely averaged at or above in the playoffs.
I think everyone on the team averaged above what their historic average.
Yeah. Dax was rolling 190s in the playoffs on the reg.
Cheese averaged 220.
Step up.
Nice work, dude.
Knock on wood, baby. That was
and he's
fun.
Got a torn rotator cuff.
Could be the year of Cheese. Maybe somebody gets a natural grand slam.
Well, not with his rotator.
Cheese needs surgery.
Okay, let's just calm down.
So I choked pretty hard.
Dude, no one cares.
What a surprise.
Wait, who was that?
Yeah. Let me do an intro. I don't know if you recognize that sad voice over there, but he is... In 1 year on TDYLB, his life expectancy has dropped 17 years.
Which is not too bad.
Yeah, he shoots himself up with a needle now.
Still doing
Mr.
good.
Mr. New Diabetic. Captain Sparrow.
Hey, Sparrow.
Yeah, Sparrow.
High Plains Drifter.
Yeah, we do have another guest.
Stone 8.
who had a non-playoff BOPO Draft League season, but a solid season individually. She's on a Thursday A... scary good team now.
Championship contender.
Yeah, absolutely. From Guns of Brighton, it's C-Town.
Hey.
Yeah. So it was fun in the fall, though, right? A fun crew?
Fantastic crew. I captained.
You did have a great
pick people that I loved, and they were amazing. We just didn't make it.
Every round, you took the person I was going to take right before I took them, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Means a lot to
me. No offense to my team.
You
for a couple of bunch of second choices, we did pretty good.
You and Holden Green. I stole all of Holden Green's picks.
Yep.
Love you, buddy.
You did. You totally ruined Holden's season.
I ruined
his season.
Taking
that kid.
Ruined it.
Yeah.
That's like Thunder drafting for Farmer and ruining his team.
No, he did okay. He did okay. No, he did. He picked Rick Vaughn for me in the first round, which was fan-fucking-tastic. So I had a ride home every week.
It's all good after that.
That's the best.
Yeah. So after that, it was all gravy.
Hot gravy.
Not hot gravy.
Yeah.
He was mine.
No, it was all regular gravy. It wasn't hot gravy.
Do people across the bridge still carpool from the Easy Day parking lot?
We need a shuttle from over there.
I don't know if they do or not. I
put in a monitor.
I have not driven.
Yeah.
I have not driven to Bowl Portland in 3 years.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, 3 years. Man. So I will Uber or get a ride in both directions. And if I Uber both directions, it costs me under $50.
How's awesome. Dragon Camp?
It's great because I can tell you even more about this though.
Yeah,
please do.
It's $4,900, $950 less than like an OUI.
Yeah.
So I'm way in on never driving.
Have you ever done the total on the Uber on a year yet?
Yeah.
That's way under the 4,900. Oh, you usually have Rick or Mo money.
No, it's like a couple hundred bucks.
Is that the going rate for a team?
You're probably paying like a grand an Uber a year.
Five.
I'm absolutely not paying a grand a year.
I actually kind of want to get an Uber.
It doesn't seem like a grand.
Or just hire a driver. Maybe I should just hire a driver.
Uber will go to North Yarmouth, not come in. When they come in, I'll be using it every day.
There you go.
Wait, are you saying Newber?
I don't know if he's ever been
I don't think
North
you want to hire him to drive you over.
Shots.
Not by me.
Hungus, we have Bull Portland 13. Unbelievable. Our 13th season. And we're laying down Don Carter 39.
Yes, sir.
So it is
tell not us just more. The 13th year. It is the 10th year in Bayside.
Oh, that's wow.
Kind of very cool.
Cheers. That's
cheers.
A cheers to that.
Cheers.
Oh, we're all drinking cans.
Very sorry, quiet sponsor. Cans. Clink.
ting, ting, click. Ting.
Yeah. It's one of the PBA available patterns, and it seemed pretty playable and relatively close to draft. People really had a great time putting up big scores in draft. I always think people are going to score well. I have no idea. I assume they will. It seems
certain
pretty playable.
Certain shots, certain bowlers.
But it won't be one of those brutal years where you know, people are winning top dog. And like those.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it'll be
182 top dog. Or whatever
it should be pretty
this
fun.
This will be a high scoring pattern.
I hope so. It was a lot of draft league think? Was a ton of fun.
Do you think it's going
to
be a high
scoring? I mean, I think it'll be people adjust to it. It's funny. It's the same pattern that the PBA playoffs were on.
Yeah.
So people can go and check out what people were doing on there.
Is Don Carter still alive?
I don't think so.
Dude, I'm not going to check out what the fucking pros are doing. I don't even know where I am when I'm rolling the ball.
Yeah, I'm not recommending it for you.
So you're recommending it for the 15 assholes in the league that want to be good at bowling?
Yes.
You know what pattern I want? I want the pattern that the fucking youth league is using. So I can just fucking throw it down when I fall out on my face and do a breakdance and it smashes
Don
them all.
Don Carter 39.
Load them up with the bricks.
Load them up brick.
Yeah.
Brick,
yeah,
brick.
Yeah. The youth are rolling on Don Carter 39 also.
Yeah. Right. Do they have a higher average than you do?
I don't have a Don Carter average yet. Well, I'm 188, 167 the last 2 days. So
nice.
That's pretty great, dude.
The doc's back.
Not a math guy.
I'm a 147.5 guy the last couple days.
All right.
Probably going to end up the season.
No, I'll be better than that.
175. 180.
Pretending to have fun every Thursday night, wanting to die.
Pretend if I was rolling, if I was averaging a 140, I would absolutely be pretending.
Bro, I just did it last year. It was brutal. I still have fun. All
right, for anyone else, I think it's going to be close to Roth, but maybe a little couple pins low across the board, something like that. Everyone's going to average 3 pins lower. That's it.
We're going to...
Not me.
I assume we'll just...
I'll take
we will shatter
lower.
The scoring records?
The scoring records, yeah.
Let's do it.
I feel like Thunder's a 160 guy.
If I go 3 pins lower, quick, I'll be in the 170.
He would sell both of his children
for
$170.
And I got 35 pins from Holden Green in a head-to-head average for $100.
That's another thing we should...
You got 35?
35.
Holy fuck.
I got a better average of 200.
You got him on a good day. Give him 30. 35.
I gave him 12.
You pulled a 78 today. Missed.
I saw that. I think he must have left.
Are you kidding me?
No, he was in last place after three. He already had a 106. I just assume he left mid-game. Like,
that's
dude, he went to the mist?
That's tough.
Yeah.
In Bangor.
I can't even believe that he could find Bangor.
So did Squeaky G.
Top five averages.
Yeah, Squeaky. Now I know how he got there.
The top average in Bopo history, 228.6.
Yeah.
Buck Ripcord?
Last year.
What's
no 2018 what's, and Master Splinter 225.9. They're both gonna. Yeah.
So is Buck the all time leader?
You think they're both averaging in the 230s, basically?
Well, they just did.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, he's gonna average
fifth place.
220s on this pattern. Deputy's killing it on this pattern right now. 230 above every time he rolls.
Did you see Joe Slawinski just got fired? I almost tagged you in this thing, even though it sucked you in.
Joe
like
Slawinski got fired from what, the Malaysia national team or something like
no,
that.
No, he's been coaching a college women's team, and it's been very controversial, and he's.
Because he's terrible.
He was losing his players because he was just trying to force everybody to throw the same way.
Oh,
and then being a dick about it. And he got fired.
But it wasn't for anything appropriate other than
no, just
coach.
Being a bad coach.
He tried to ruin Bobo
chasing off his players.
Hungus, there's a cool thing happening this year.
Very.
Mass Landing somehow connected with you, and they've made a special Bull Portland version of beer only served here.
Correct. We will have our own house beer this year, the Don Carter 39, named by Space Farmer.
Nice.
Kudos, Space Farmer.
It'll be they're brewing it only for Bayside, and it'll be a nice, like, right around 4.9 alcohol.
Sweet spot.
Pale ale.
How many carbs?
Nice.
What's that?
How many carbs?
I don't know about carbs.
Too many for you.
I do love that.
It's a local craft beer, dude. It's full of carbs.
How's it go with a lime?
I bet it's going to go great with a lime.
How does it we will find out.
Yeah.
But I explained to them the volume that we're going to do. I was like, if you're going to do this, you need to do this. You need to do 4 to 6 kegs a week.
And the first time it will be available will
opening
be... Opening night. So January 2nd.
Yeah. Thursday. Opening on a Thursday.
I like it this year. We got a Thursday opening night.
And it is confusing the hell out of people.
The schedule having Thursday on the left and Tuesday on the right is definitely a little bit of a baffler.
You got to change the way you look at that.
It's a mind bender. You have to read
the date.
Change
the way he thinks. He's 50.
And the schedule.
Maybe this is the year of Thursday.
The year of Thursday.
Yeah.
Heard it first.
I like it.
As we look to Bull Portland 13.
No. Sorry, I can't have Zeke score.
The whole purpose of, the big topic of this podcast is definitely the hot stove. A lot of player movement, a lot of rejiggering of teams. Thursday A has changed a shit ton, I think. So we're going to go through every team and the changes we know about them. Who knows how many we're going to get right? As we look forward to BOPO 13, Hungus, are there any league rule changes, though?
No.
Everything's pretty much the same.
Yep.
All right. And bowl offs are going to stay Baker.
Bowl offs are Baker. If you only had 4 people show up, you bowl 4, and the team that you're playing against has a choice of 4 or 5.
And then they choose 4, and it fucks up their camaraderie, and then they lose.
Well, that's up to them.
I loved it.
And if both teams have 5, though, they have to roll 5.
Yeah.
Awesome. Has anyone here been in a Baker bowl off yet?
We were in the one we'd won in draft league.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's right. And
we halved it with these guys. With what the hell were names?
They were called Go Flock Yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck those
you
guys.
You beat them in a Baker to advance and then went on to win a title.
That was week one.
Week one of the regular season.
Wow, dude.
Oh, in the party pit.
Regular season.
Yeah,
not
season,
playoffs.
Yeah.
I thought it was playoffs. My bad.
The same.
So
it was cool. Yeah, we went as 5. We only had 5 there that day. So
and you won it.
We won.
No
it. We were over 200 and they were a little under. I can't remember what the score was.
I don't. Prove it, dude.
All I see is shapes.
How did you guys? How did you guys get to the bowl off?
He knows. He knows the exact score. Yes. He doesn't. He does not know.
I have no recollection.
How did you guys get? Did you guys have to do something big to get to the bowl off?
We were down. Yeah, I think we were down in game one, and then we came back. It was like 7-3, and we came back.
Oh, fan fucking tastic!
Oh, there must have been a halve in one of the games, game one or two, or something like that. Obviously, I guess half point.
All right, and we have a bowling ball on April 25th.
April 25th.
This is the first year in a lot of years no PBA break in our season.
It's awesome.
Thank God.
Yeah, I agree.
It's also just great. We only have one. Like, it was cool to host the inaugural playoffs.
Yeah.
It was a lot. We put, like, the Bull Portal people who showed up every day. Thank you. That was make 50 people look like 500 for a week. The Final Four was a pretty awesome event.
Oh, my gosh.
But just being back, it was confusing. That whole year, there was too many things. This year, we've just got 4 days to focus. It's in the middle of July. It's all on the west side. It's just, all live. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
it was fun as hell. The only reason I say thank God is because when you get to the end of the bowl port in the season, no
one takes
a bowling ball anymore because everybody's out of steam.
Yeah, no,
like,
people
we'll have
will be
a ton
fresh.
Of steam to, like, have people come and cheer in the playoffs.
Yeah, concentrate that energy.
Awesome bowling ball.
I mean,
the bowling ball
great.
Energy's been down a little, it seems, the last few years. Less attended. I wonder if that's
it is. It's been very
related.
Yeah, slim attendance. But this year, we'll work on it, get the invitations again like I did before. We used to have a printout, like, postcard.
Yeah,
and talk
they're
to
all
the
in the fridge.
Are you thinking about the themes? Or?
The theme's already been announced. It's all Wes Anderson movies.
Oh,
that's right.
So it opens it up to, any of those.
All sorts of stuff.
And already we have a band that will just be playing music from Wes Anderson movies.
Oh, my gosh. There's a band that has, like, a catalog of this?
Well, I guess they do now. Local musicians.
I've seen Tango as the scout leader in Moonrise Kingdom.
They're going to put it together and play it that,
I don't have the beard by then.
For a one-off. There is a band that does it, but this is... it's going to be a lot of fun. And it also just gives Meredith an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, that's wide open. Perfect.
Yeah, the settings can be fantastic.
Yep.
That's the great thing about Wes Anderson movies.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
You know that she's going to kill that.
Yes.
She usually does.
Yeah, every time. So Bull Portland 13 has a record 57 teams. Do I have that correct?
That is correct.
Holy fuck. And when you, year one here in Bayside was how many teams, you think? 40-ish?
Oh, Bayside.
Year one at Bayside.
Yeah. Under
36, if that.
Yeah, I don't know. We did have Tuesday and Thursday.
We were Tuesday A, so we didn't have
We were on Thursday.
All she could have done was 48, right?
We didn't have that many.
You were in Tuesday A.
Yeah, right.
A. I don't know. We were in the 30s, probably.
First year, we were Tuesday A.
Nice.
I mean, the last year at Yankee, we were 26.
Pretty solid growth.
We went 12, 24, 26, and we had like 16 wait lists that year. So we would add at least 32. Yeah, I don't know, probably mid 30s.
We don't fact check.
So yeah, imagine putting together a 57 team schedule was a piece of cake.
Is that a magic?
Well, is
that
it
a
is magic now thing because again? Magic gets on it.
Oh, Magic!
Like Magic does the format, and then I just plug in teams and work on buys and
so like everyone, and like everyone gets a swap,
you're
right?
On
like
such date. Team. No, actually, it's numbers. This date. Actually, I'm sorry, it's that.
I was
date.
Trying to give you information in advance, and I fucked it up. Yeah,
it's funny. It seems so random, yet we still cross over with Bingus.
Well, really? We were given a couple choices. We asked for beer or Bingus, and he gave us Bingus because he didn't want to get his ass kicked by us again.
No, because before you told me you played us too often and you wanted to play somebody new.
You didn't want to get too biased again, I might add. Okay. Again.
Oh.
I was wrong.
Maybe not.
You are 0 for on that. Well, you got one early on the Roshams.
I don't keep track.
I don't remember. Yes, he does.
We'll hey, did Peanut Gutter retire? Entirely?
Not really. No.
He'll be back.
Because he said to like, give away his equipment. He's retired.
Yeah, but he'll just buy new equipment. That's week five.
Wait, so you're asking us to be retired after he told you to give away his equipment because he's retired?
Yeah. He's in a weird place.
I heard it from Zach, so I was like...
He sent me a text today. He's like, I'm watching football in the back house. He has this little shed outside. That he's to like a man's room.
Yeah. And there instead was of a she shed, it's a,
on a tray.
It's a peanut gutter.
Like, all right.
No one burned down your she shed.
A peanut gutter hut.
Yeah, he may have burned it down. Like, stop texting, dude.
So, no additions or subtractions from it being this year?
Oh, no, they've had changes.
Okay, well, let's get into it. So, to remind everyone, the league starts January 2nd, which is a Thursday.
Yep.
Shout out to Thursday.
So, we're going to start with our Thursday teams. We'll go through the B rosters and the A rosters, talk about all the changes on all of them.
Yep.
All right, Thursday B, starting with Ikbing. What are the changes there?
They lost Ripcord 2.0. She went to Trapper John's team. What is that team? I think they won Tuesday B last year.
Oh,
no, Trapper John and
Strikes on
Tap. Oh, Scrapper John, Mister.
Yeah. And his daughter.
And she rolled well in the playoffs, so she joined that team. Didn't they win Tuesday? Didn't they win B last year?
Strikes on Tap did.
Is he on Strikes on Tap?
Scrapper John.
I think he is.
What's the other guy?
Yes, I think you're right now.
So fake Squatch, real Squatch.
What's the Cleaner.
The Cleaner.
The Cleaner.
Right?
Yep.
That also breaks my heart because that's my carpool partner.
What, Scrapper John?
Which one?
No, Ripcord 2.0.
2.0? Yeah.
Dude, literally no one fucking asked. So... She has gone to Scrapper John's team.
Okay.
And then Ice Beach is just staying the same from there. So they're bringing everybody else back. They want to get rid of Two Dogs Fucking and his wife, but they don't know how to do it. Kind of like
Two
you
dogs
get rid of Spooky.
And are they bringing back that really good left-handed bowler dude?
Yeah. Suave Lefty is back. Fabio's back. Handy and the guy that played with
definitely
you.
Definitely.
I think I did their wedding.
Should win the top,
Fabio.
Top average and B.
What's Adrian's name? Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
He'll be halftime when he's not out to sea.
Nice.
So they're looking to win it all and then move up to like Thursday A.
Great.
Elevation.
Ikbing?
Yep.
So didn't you marry them and you just said, who's that other guy?
Yeah, you didn't know the guy's name that you just married?
I don't really come into here with two booze in ceremony. At a minimum. Shit, that hurts.
All right, how about Party Mix?
Yeah, they were another playoff team. They've lost Bull Murray. She's moving to Thursday A.
Lucky for them. Their tab went way down. And crying on the lanes all fucked up went way down.
Mm-hmm. So who's replacing Bull Murray?
Who cares?
Who knows?
We'll find out.
Big Party, let us know.
That woman you cheat on your wife with that was on my draft league team, she lived in the same apartment as you guys.
Yeah, she's she was already on the team. And, you know, the first part was not correct, but the second part was correct.
What was her bowling name?
We're talking about Luca Love.
Oh, okay.
When I met her literally in 2013, it turns out she lived in the apartment that I lived in 20 years earlier, the exact apartment. That is a true story.
By cheating, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
They were in the same place.
At least this
completely different time.
At least this apartment has known love.
Yeah, that was an awkward conversation. All right, we got a lot.
Like, all right, we're here. Get out.
Moving on.
Pinup's 13th season.
Wow.
Oh, an original team.
Original team, original captain. And he still averages like a 90.
And what's his bowling name?
Big Earn.
Big Earn.
Boulder Dash is an original, aren't they?
No.
No.
How many are left? Is it Pinups and a couple others?
Beer?
Well, besides beer.
Bingus. We'll figure it out when we go through it.
Yeah,
five.
I'm going to put a star next to the...
Roll Another.
Yeah, I don't know changes of Five Finger Discounts. Roll Another. I don't think FC Portland has changes that I'm aware of anyway.
Roll Another just got their team together at the last minute.
But I forgot. Ramirez told me they had some change. Oh, Pauly Ringwald. There you go.
Pauly Ringwald is on.
It's going to the FCs.
Oh, nice. Wow. That's a great fit for him. Is Uli going to be back with those guys?
Never know.
I'm sure he'll be a part-timer. Penny Candy. I don't know if any changes on that team.
The original?
No, kind
of. Second year?
No.
I'll write down OG next to the originals.
Tree Bayside?
No.
Ooh. I'll write down PB for those.
Urea did have some changes. Casualty and Jaybird have left.
They've moved to Texas.
They've moved to Texas.
Oh, Urea down.
Congrats to them. C-Murder.
C-Murder, welcome to the Captain's Club.
If you're going to move to Texas, you either move to Austin or you don't move to Texas.
Do we know who's replacing their losses?
No idea.
All right.
He said he would submit his roster before the season started, and I said, I really don't need that.
Mm-hmm. He's just trying to stay legit.
Yeah, no, he's new captain. He's taking it seriously.
Good riddance. She takes the lines too fucking seriously anyway.
She did take the lines kind of seriously. But she also was the captain for a long time.
They're also Icebeam's least favorite team because of her and her husband, so now Icebeam will like him again.
Bohemian Strike City, they'll be back. That's fantastic. I don't have any changes there. Lesbolians are
back. They were year two, so this is the 12th season.
Oh, wow.
Close.
So moving from Tuesday A to Thursday B is the Strikes of Hazard.
Assuming that Uncle Jesse pulls it together and like registers the team and everything. He said he wanted to go to Thursday B, but I haven't heard anything from him since.
I talked to Luke, he says they're in.
Okay, great.
They've lost Serrano.
Maybe they'll pay some point.
Right? Serrano's gone.
He stuck around long enough.
Yeah, He did his duty.
Fucking oddball.
Bold and the Beautiful, Bad News Spares, Happy Hands. Are they original?
Yep.
Oh, gee.
Nice.
Yeah, and there's three original teams there. That's cool.
And Granola Bolas, or Granola Rollers, I still don't know what their name is.
Yeah.
They're back. They'll have their crew of 12, and they'll always have
roll
at least
another,
five.
Oh, Roll Another.
Roll Another, Happy Hands, and Pinups. Same team, same name, everything. Same captains.
That's tough. 13 years. 13 years of the same group of people doing the same thing every 2 days.
That's insane.
That's a wrap.
That's a lot.
That's a long time. It's a really long time.
That's like from Gold Digger, right?
Not sure I could do 13 with Thunder.
You couldn't do 13 days. Yeah, I mean,
don't worry.
You made it through one. Let's see how the next one
goes. Nobody has yet.
All right, we're moving to Thursday A.
Thursday A. I feel bad that we didn't know too much about the Thursday B movement, but Thursday A, we know a lot of stuff. First, we got to pour one out.
Before we move on, Thursday B, come to the bowling ball. People will know you more. All right.
You're officially invited.
You're all officially invited.
That's a fantastic strategy.
Definitely.
Yeah. I would push this thing.
Once I started doing this podcast, I felt forced to like meet and know it, learn about so many more people.
Yeah.
Oh,
just jump in.
It's good week crew. One, I don't remember who, but somebody. I think it was Holding Green is going to do week one Thursday B lines.
Nice.
I heard Sticky's jumping in for some Tuesday B lines.
Sticky is at least doing week one Tuesday B. Yeah, we're looking. Writers wanted still.
Yep, Thursday A is covered.
Yep.
Bring it.
For life. Until death.
Yeah. I do want to make note of this, though. Spare of the Dog will not be back in Thursday A. That's sad.
Pour one out.
Rest in peace.
That's a bummer.
One of those fun teams.
Those guys
are
so
fun. Maybe just a year
fun.
Off. You know, it's like a gap year.
The best is when they sucked and they just kicked the shit out of them and they just sat there like all unhappy, like, I can't believe this happened my weekend. You guys suck. You're never here.
Yeah, but they're too
they
needed
to take a year off. Last year, they were just like...
hanging out.
They would drink and they just got all depressed where they got beat like 750 to 500. I mean, that's not fun.
Take a year off, you know, take a look.
And they had that one bowl off. They're so close to a win.
Oh, yes.
Judy gets hot every once in a while still.
So this is a true story about that bowl off. So it was against the Lions Den, I think. No. Yes.
Mokiki and Florida and.
Shit. Who was it against? Nope, not Mokiki. If I look at the, it was against BUI. It was against BUI.
This better be good. Right now, it sucks.
Don't worry. So I go up to them and congratulate them on pulling it out in the bowl off, and it turns out I wasn't really watching the bowl off. Obviously, the person I told that to had been benched for the bowl. So,
and they went with just four.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I said congrats to the fifth guy, and all I did is inflame the emotions. So to that person, I do apologize.
You can't remember their name.
No, I know. I remember them better. I remember exactly who it is.
G Unit,
I'm just trying not to.
Okay, cool.
I was trying not to out the guy.
Protect the innocent.
It was G Unit, right?
Listen, just play cool.
It was G. I was right next to him. It was G. He was pissed. He stormed out of there. Yeah. Well, I was like, great win. He's like, not for me. Like, you're a part of a team. Sometimes you got to sit the bench while the real players get fucking done. Everybody gets the win. Come on now.
All right.
I've rode the bench. Lead from there, you motherfucker.
Thursday.
Let's jump in. I think 3HD is standing pat.
Yep, I believe they are.
Yeah, as far as I know.
Until that old guy dies.
Well,
it could be any day.
Yeah, get him on the podcast again.
One more podcast, he'll be dead. Podcast. Lion's Den has lost Mr. Florida. He did a post that he was retiring from bowling. Oh. Thanks for the memories.
Yeah. Yeah, he got off easy. There should have been a lot of no one cares on there. And who the fuck is Mr. Florida?
That
was kind of respect your elder type thing. That's why. No one cares.
Honestly, how do you say no one cares more than not responding?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even know you were in the league, dude.
Nothing says I don't care more than not responding.
That said, it's a big loss for Lions.
Yeah, are they picking up anyone?
We're going to miss you, Mr. Florida. Sorry about that.
Is getting Ricky B back?
No.
I did
see Mokiki and Duck here with their baby. Their
baby
is like walking around a little bit now.
She might be a viable option.
Yeah.
Take it easy, Joe Biden.
Jesus.
BUI lost Hexy.
Yes, BUI has lost Hexy. So Hexy starts a brand new team, which we'll get to her team. That's awesome, Adam. I'm pretty psyched about that. Do you know if they have a replacement, Hungus?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I think Guac is standing pat, as far as I know.
What was a little scribble on the right, though?
That was a screw-up on my part that edited out.
Gotcha. Edited.
I cost Mitch come seeing a 200 average. I bowled him every game 1-2. He came, I bowled him 2-3 because we were already out of it. And then he fell to pieces and we had to be moved lanes. He's like, you cost me 200 average! I rolled in game 1-2! I was like, dude, chill the fuck out.
Yeah, roll better.
We're 2-11. Oh, sorry about that, Mitch. My bad.
What was his average?
199.
Yeah.
Which means I probably beat him by like a point.
Yeah.
Something because we were.
He's like, that would be my first
top staff average.
He goes, that would be my first 200 average. I'm like, guess what, dude? You bowled. It's not my fucking point. You bowled like shit.
Hungus, what did you average in?
Sorry, Mitch. I'm just kidding, bro.
Do you know? Did you get 200?
I know it was in the 199.
199s.
Because I rolled like a 140 last week.
And brought you out of the 2-0.
Dick DeJure's efforting.
We subbed in the last week of regular season. The only two from our team were me and Cilantro. And so we had House Shoes and Cunt Chocula show in bowl for us.
Cunt Chocula. Awesome. That is an amazing
game. Last night, I was at the Fuck Cutter show, and I had no idea Cunt Chocula played the trombone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She
was in the Red Tide Band year one. That clam bake.
Cunt Chocula was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the same person.
Best bowling ring.
She sang with us?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember the trombone.
That was her.
I feel like with all these teams, she might show up somewhere.
Cool. So, Touch My Excite, they lost Squatch, but they picked up a little bit. That's true.
Solid trade.
Yeah. That hurts their chances.
Dude, shut up.
The average Escobros have picked up Bull Murray.
Oh, wait.
I think someone is going to be
sitting
gone most of the season. I think it's Millie Rocket.
I have no idea.
She was on their team.
She's out.
She bowls with the average bros?
She does.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, I promise. I promise.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a team that has, these guys are upping the ante in Thursday A in a significant way.
Yep.
My balls have picked up Frankie Aberlon, Spidey, and King Ding Dong.
And that's escalation right there.
Yes.
For my balls.
They lost Cleveland.
They used to win, now it's an ass-kicking loss for us.
They're trying to win.
Yeah.
Really?
Shit, do we play them?
You sure?
We have incorrect information?
Well, there's scuttlebutt on the street that King Ding Dong might be...
Breaking news!
He might go somewhere else.
Young in the bowl, too.
Ooh.
We shall see.
Some of these either late recruitments.
They picked up either two or three aces and lost an ace.
Yeah.
Either way, that's a significant upgrade. My balls, remember they beat the Swinging Richards last year in the first round. If they're going like...
That was pretty awesome.
3-9 in the regular season.
Cleveland had to strike out.
And he did.
We should trade Portland Cheddar to my balls.
I thought he jumped
Sparrow's changing his bowling name to Portland Cheddar.
Is he back?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Use hashtag Bopo Rooftop.
Twitter is blowing up.
So I have no idea then. Like, sounds
is that
like
what I used to say? Bopo
you might know yeah, who's yeah, going Bopo's to Young and Bold, too. Do you have any clue?
Hey, guys, dial it in. All right,
so Cracker Jack, they did sign Ding Dong. So Cracker Jack, Ding Dong, and did they keep all day LeMay? I know there's rumors she was leaving.
Apparently they kept her.
They kept her, and Laga's going to go?
Wowzers.
I like it. They're King trying Ding to be Dong relevant again.
YB2 sending a message.
Might have a shot at it.
So my balls, okay, we're on talking about Wine, Young and the Bold 2. They've gotten way better as well.
Yeah.
They are another nasty team. So say it again. We got
Pistol Pete.
Cracker Jack off, Pistol Pete, Senator Ritz, and King Ding Dong.
Sounds like it. With All Day and Laga?
With All Day LeMay.
Wow.
So that means Laga is not on Touch My Excitement?
No, I think she's off, right?
Oh, okay.
Right. That's another loss.
They better bowl well or they're going to get bored to death.
Yeah.
Next up is LOS. LOS bids
just
a fond adieu to Strike Dancer.
Oh, she's a sub. She'll be around.
And brings in Mama D.
Last minute moves.
You cut your fucking
Jeez.
Live-in girlfriend for Mama D? That's legit. You need to cut Spooky for us so we can get nut sauce, dude.
So, yeah, Cheese, your top four at this stage would be you
really
Precious, Putt Putt Pass, Putt Putt Pass, and Mama D. That's a solid four.
I don't know, but that lineup against Young and the Bold sounds good, too.
What would your former friends on OC say to the move?
Former friends?
Yeah, I'm just curious what your former friends are telling you about.
I mean, I think it's, you know, it'll take a little time.
Start to stir the shit on that one.
I think it'll take a little time.
It's a late move.
You guys got to feel good, though.
It's a late move.
You must be pretty psyched.
It would have
totally rational move.
We would have felt better if it was like a cleaner sort of transition. It's a little messy now.
I broke the news to number one accidentally.
Yeah.
How was the team practice?
Accidentally,
today?
Yeah.
No, you texted me like, "We got Mama D." I was like, "Oh, sorry for your loss, bro." He's like, "What are you talking about?" Like, Mama D. He's like, "What? That motherfucker! How did you do that to me? We're friends in real life."
He did say it's hard to even see you. How was your team practice today?
I think me and Nuber are cool. I hope.
How was the team practice?
Team practice was good. It was great.
How's everybody looking?
Pretty solid.
How many water shots?
So, do you have any water friends?
Yeah, sure.
Any top frames?
Yeah, all of the above. No, no top frames. I had some wings before I bowled them.
Again.
Get the wings. They're great.
How were they?
They're blowing up. Hashtag wings at Bayside.
How do you get the wings?
I get them sauce on the side with extra blue cheese.
You order them from a bartender or a server.
Yeah.
I know, but he says sauce on the side with extra blue cheese.
Ask nicely.
That's a legitimate question.
Chicken tenders back here if you want.
LOS will... LOS.
Dude, the guy...
will bowl higher this year.
A lot higher.
Yeah.
You won't.
One way or another.
No, he will with the season with Mama D.
Kind of.
Mama D.
I'm not used to taking breaks in between.
Mama D's consistent.
I will
say. She brings it every week.
Yeah, Mama D had the Draft League trophy. She was part of the Draft League championship team with Cheese, which is how this whole romance began. And she had a picture of the Draft League trophy just full of greenery, just like pouring out of it.
It was nice. It was a beautiful sight.
Did you drink any booze out of it when you won?
That night, yeah, I drank a little bit.
What'd you drink out of it?
Whatever.
Don't say moose
head. I think it was patina, actually.
Oh, all right, that's better.
I think I poured my patina into it.
She's chasing the banner.
She is legit.
These guys
like
are
straight up.
You
Carl
made the
Malone.
Semis last year, right?
I mean, yeah.
Farmer went and cut weed for Colucci Kid back in the day.
Good sidebar.
He said there was a bunch of weed in the fucking trophy.
That is a shot.
Among my lowest moments.
Tats and tits.
Tats and tits. I don't know of any changes there, but I think Hungus might.
Nurple was on.
Oh, yeah, Nurple.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was like, he couldn't make it because it was a Thursday thing, so we'll talk more about Nurple soon. Leisure Trolls, I think
Brad makes all kinds of moves. Magic, I don't know. I feel like he's probably made a lot of changes.
I think he had like a lot of offers.
Didn't they lose Bread?
They brought Sparks
and,
Lady back.
Or D-Money went somewhere.
They lost, what's
her name?
Bread's at D-Money went to the
Shooter?
Nazi.
Shooter McGill's going there.
It wasn't Black Swan on Leisure Rolls?
We'll do that when we get to Tuesday, guys. We'll do that when we get to
Shooter's going
Tuesday.
To Leisure Rolls. No.
Shooter's
that.
Going to Leisure Rolls.
Yeah, but there's
so,
people
so,
left
so
that
Shooter's
to go
joining.
To Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. So Shooter's joining.
Yeah.
And they lost D-Money.
Yes.
And Bread.
And Bread.
They got beer hunter.
Oh, Beer Hunter.
Yeah, they picked up Beer Hunter. Nice.
New 30-year-old Dutch.
I don't think
he's 30. Dutch?
He just turned
30?
Surprise party for last
week. Oh, I thought you said Beer Hunter.
Yeah, Beer Hunter is not.
He had no clue.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Like, we were walking into his surprise party, and he saw this group of people through the glass, and he goes, what is there, a Christmas party going on? Just walks in the door, right into his parents who had flown in from Ohio. Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. He had no idea.
Then he's all drunk. He's looking forward. Then he looks over, he sees Dad, goes, oh, shit, what the fuck are you doing?
It was good.
And then how did he introduce you, Thunder?
This is my 78-year-old friend. I don't know what was on my this year.
Just crushed
him. Killing your rules.
Looking good, man. Looking good.
You play him?
Of course.
Well.
For Thursday A. Don't we play everybody?
I don't know.
No, there's 14 teams.
No,
there's 14 teams, so you don't play everybody in Thursday.
Because you have one crossover.
Yep. So there's probably
there's
a couple.
One team you won't play.
Dick DeJure is efforting it on the cell phone over there.
All right. This team is a title contender from Thursday A.
Hell
Guns
yeah.
of Brighton. They've picked up Master Splinter and Black Swan. They dropped Little
yes,
Bit.
Yep.
C-Town, you must be pretty psyched about your prospects.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you psyched that you kicked Little Bit to the curb?
No, I am not. Yeah. I love
Little
Bit.
Well, she found another team. If she didn't find another team, would you be more bummed?
Did you drop another guy?
No, we have seven.
Seven dudes?
Seven's all right.
Seven people.
Five dudes, two ladies.
Beer style.
Yeah.
So you always get your two?
We roll seven.
Yes.
Hold on. Let's make sure, C-Town, you're getting your two?
Yes.
Good deal.
C-Town, do you know the name of everyone on your team?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
It's me, Black Swan, Invisible Hand, John Moon, Holden Green, Squeaky G, and Master Splinter.
No, you fucked. You gave her
a
shot.
There was a pause.
It's written on this piece of paper. So.
Yep, here it comes.
There was definitely a pause.
Shit.
Yeah. Hand and Moon will bench themselves.
No, Moon will never bench himself.
All right.
Hand will bench Moon.
He will be benched.
Yeah. I had fun rolling with Hand this fall. It was fun as shit, and he rolled well.
All right, so here's a team we have. It's a brand new team. Hexy has a new team now in Thursday. I only know five of them. We have Hexy, joined by Flatline, Tommy Torpedo, Lobsterman, and Princess Pinnacle.
Yeah, there's someone else,
is Tommy Torpedo King Lettuce?
No, they are
friends.
A different guy.
Mm-hmm.
They are friends.
They both have hair.
Yeah, he's Tommy Torpedo.
Yeah, so King Lettuce. King Lettuce.
Same guy.
Yeah, King Lettuce, his name was King, and Dick Whitman and I were exceptionally loose one of our draft league games. We're like, you gotta change your name to King Lettuce. Your hair is like,
yeah,
you guys,
he
has a huge, tall,
it's a great fucking name.
Big flow.
He's like, well, you guys have been here.
And, you know, he was laughing. You know, he's laughing. And all of a sudden, we saw him 2 weeks later, and he was bowling under King Lettuce.
Yeah.
So
back to King though. I've only ever
he's back to King.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
that's okay, then.
Never.
Did
he's
you
still
Paulie,
King Lettuce. We'll fix that.
Paulie had committed to this team, but then left and went elsewhere.
Oh, I had not known that.
Drama.
All right,
they'll beat the shit out of us.
The final Thursday A team is TDYOB. So
never
I have breaking news. I purposely didn't put it on the dot because I didn't want it to.
They're going
to
cut you, Sparrow.
I didn't want it.
I knew it.
No.
Oh, dude.
Well,
right here.
We
live.
Are bringing in Nut Sauce. Nut Sauce is coming over with Splinter to Thursday.
Yeah.
We are, and she's coming in to fill a dude role.
So it's cold to cut Sparrow, though.
Well.
We're not going to cut him. He's getting a leave of absence.
Is he number seven?
I mean,
he's on sabbatical.
Guy had fucking diabetes. He didn't know it for 35 years. Uh-huh. He lost his car a couple weeks ago.
He's lost his car twice now.
Yeah, we think
since he joined our team.
A little time off to chill out. We might bring him back mid-season and let him roll, but we just think he needs a break for a while.
You got to get 11.
And when Nutsauce can't come, we're going to have Sal to fill in for him.
Yeah, I don't think Sal's ever going to roll for you again.
You can take off now, bro. So, at this 30th birthday party, I went to cheer Sparrow and psyched him. And he's like, motherfucker, went again, psyched him again. And then Farmer was like, dude, that was a cold move. And we're like, eight people, Farmer psyched him. Everybody starts stop laughing. And then Farmer and I
cheers.
Farmer and I cheers.
Absolutely.
And he's like, see what I have to deal with? These are my teammates. We're
no wonder he's 17 years old.
We're just fucking with him. We didn't get Nut Sauce. We did ask
So Nut Sauce, yeah, we tried, but Nut Sauce said no.
Yeah.
God damn her.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Just like cheese.
Yeah.
Just like
Hungies. Just like cheese. Yeah. She's all you guys.
Just like White Russian and Dick DeJure.
TDYOB stands pat, and our ace will be Captain Sparrow. All right. We're going to take a quick break and be right back to talk about the Tuesday teams.
A Puerto Rico. 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 A Puerto Rico, a Puerto Rico,
a drink sucking. Cause the soul's in a pipe. So here comes a shot from a troop to my peoples. See no evil, speak no evil. Rugged Puerto Rican straight taking out sips. Treating shorty mommies a shrimp gangster pimp. Hitting 94 just in case you didn't know. Blowing up spots, making our spin block. Clips in the air for body buzz everywhere. Got the clock on. Boom, fuck it, I don't care. Monster mashing, MC boom bashing. Piece to rap, sending a soul. Assassin's techniques to conquer. Ray Boogie's popped up. Pass the pink, that Benny go this is weak. So why you wanna step to me, Chico? You know my fucking steelo. And this piece is going up.
Puerto Rico.
Something all about me, Mr. Ray B double O G I E. A Puerto Rican thing, so homes when discover what you might catch a rip. Your chest, I got an ill creep. I'm greased lightning, venomous, frightening. Another nugget burn. It's about time your punk ass learned to give props to the Arawak warriors, henchmen. Plus me and the Gretchen. A ton of reefer, fat whip and reaper. Always take homes and make ADs call it shaper. Timberland's crazy, keep the heat and the cold out. I get around like two bucks, so you're all trying to hold out. And pass me the dollar for the quick. I know your ass, so you was paying for some company. Bust a hump with me. The skins were swelly, but I really gotta run. I got some business to attend to. My word up the shit was fun.
Puerto Rico.
Busting niggas like grapes. Whack crew, step up if you got what it takes. 1, 2, mic check. Bodyguards on the set. About to catch wreck and I'm coming correct. Somebody let me know. Do I gotta flow like these other MCs just to blow? Or can I rock a show, clock holes and make donuts? My brother's heads pop and the girls shake their butts. I didn't come and make it jump. She just whine and grind on a Puerto Rican mommy behind. You know that it should feel lovely and good looking. Packing mad cheeks for the pushing. Fully equipped with the rough stuff. And like my man Dirty Rock Ray, Boogie never get enough. So to my Puerto Rican peoples, I'm signing off, but you know that this piece is going out the
Puerto Rico.
Take right. Sparrow to rehab.
We're back. We're Tuesday.
Yeah. And we're back in.
Yeah. Welcome back to Rooftop Sessions. Let's jump into the Tuesday teams.
Oh, shit.
Oh yeah. Tuesday B has 16 teams now. We think Strikes on Tap picked up somebody.
They picked up Ripcord
2.0. They got a banner.
Yeah, we think, yes.
I know for a fact they got Ripcord 2.0.
Okay, there you go. They picked up Ripcord 2.0.
They have Trapper John, right?
Scrapper John
MR. The Budweisers, Brooklyn Hookers, Bowl Trolls, they got a banner, but I don't think, have they changed?
They're bringing back Savvy.
Savvy
took a year off, and now she's back. Savvy. She was the woman who got them their title.
So they give them three ladies?
She was their best bowler.
Is that three ladies, or do they jettison someone?
I don't know. I don't know who's
Amazon
leaving.
Amazon and Big Red?
Well, you got one lead.
They probably keep everybody.
In-depth reporting.
Yeah.
Way to dig on that one, Charlie.
You were there with that.
Hey, I got Savvy. That's a big move for B. They won the championship last time.
She was their best bowler when they won.
Yeah. Wrecking Ball's an OG team?
Yes.
There we go. Wrecking Ball's Ball That. I don't think there's any changes there that I know of.
Who knows?
The Incredibles.
No, Ball That's brought someone in. I just don't know who it is.
You sure?
Did they bring in their daughter?
DuJour?
Oh.
Yeah. Dick DuJour is going to Ball That.
I love this team. The poultry ass.
Yeah.
He skipped Incredibles.
I don't think that's how they pronounce it.
Oh, he did. Huh?
Incredibles has no change.
They pronounce it Oss.
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 Poultry Incredibles.
I think it's association.
It's short for association, so it's us.
The Burners are back. No idea. They lost Spidey. They picked up Spidey, 2 years ago?
Oh, that's right.
And now they lost Spidey.
They still got Bert?
Yes.
All right,
where'd Spidey go?
In Toys? They got Toys, right?
My balls.
Yeah, Spidey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That team really is no fun at all.
Brutal.
I agree, Cheese.
Bear, captained by Sticky Fingers. They picked up Garlic Jones and Bird Bones. Garlic Jones has set some high standards for himself.
He has a new address.
Yeah, he told us he has a new address.
He has a new address, yes.
Told me that yesterday when he beat me 197 and 188. He's like, I got a new address. I'm like, dude, I didn't know your old address.
We don't live in different towns now. I mean, I'll be on your block,
they got a 135. He's like, I don't get 135s. I'm like, oh, Molly would come over to me like, you are a 135 guy. I know you had a 200 last week.
Dude, Garlic's funny. He's undeniable.
Yes.
Garlic? I think he's the new Busta. Garlic? I think he will eventually.
No way.
No way. We were calling him that yesterday. He didn't know what it meant.
Maybe Garlic Jones has a new address, and it's Tuesday B.
I love it.
Welcome to the league. He's in Bear now. He wasn't in the league before. This is great.
I think they changed their bowling name too, right? Didn't they change their team name?
Bear?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought so.
Not that I'm aware. They did lose Happy and Smoothie Bowl. Smoothie Bowl was pregnant, and Happy had wrist surgery, so they are out for that team this year.
Who got Smoothie Bowl's pregnant? Was it a bowler?
Was it Happy?
I am not familiar.
I love bowling pregnancies.
Wrist pregnancy.
If you want to get pregnant, hit up Roy Munson. Or Mr. Stiffy. Holy shit, that guy lives up to his name. You had no idea they're having a third kid.
I know.
Yeah, so by the way, Stiffy.
He says he's the bench guy now, but he'll take a ring. He's the guy that'll sit out, cheer on, and take the ring. He's not going to be like Paulie and be like, you should have bowled me. I need to get my 130 in.
Give
me the fucking ring. Fucking at this team, making it very better in practice.
We missed
this week. Better in practice.
Confirmed Friday and or Sunday.
And or Sunday. That means neither.
I told him I'd take both. Yeah, probably neither.
Well, you'll be here no matter what.
Well, there'll be a party on
Hoping
Friday.
For, you know,
so.
Waiting for Stiffy.
If you want to meet Cheese of the Lanes, you don't even have to ask.
Just come. Sometime in the afternoon. He'll
C-O-M-E,
be
C-O-M-E, by the way.
Well, if they're open.
Well, depending on the day.
Yeah, right.
Farmer, you should tell us about hitting cheeses up yesterday before coming to Lance for a little bowling practice.
Oh, that gosh, nice. Yes. I had to do some Christmas shopping. I was running my Christmas errands, and I was out in Industrial Way buying some beer for some cousins in New York, and swung through cheeses, and arrived at the Lanes for my actual beer after shopping. I came in super hot. Super hot. Cheese, you're quite the gardener.
Hey, buddy.
We're getting a little old for bong hits these days.
The new zucchini.
We all are, yeah. Trust
me. I love
me.
A fucking good bong.
A clean bong hits better.
You're immediately
than a dirty
destroyed.
Bong.
Not that I've ever done one, but I could just imagine if you do a bong hit, you're just like, and you're like, oh, I'll take three or four more, and then you get up and you're like,
no, you don't do it.
Hey, Thunder, I have heard the exact same thing. Yeah. I've never done it myself.
That's what my brothers told me.
Yeah.
I'm not too old.
You are too old.
Yeah.
Just found out you have fucking diabetes, dude. Jesus. Two types.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got one time.
Fucking guy was treated for the wrong diabetes for like a year and a half. He's like, oh shit, I got that other diabetes. You're lucky to be alive, dude. We should kick you off the fucking team.
Yeah.
Is Shifter back in the
league? Can you call Nutsauce again?
Yeah,
I think Shifter is back on the league.
Yeah, we definitely we would. We're going to get to Shifter in a second.
Speaking of Bilf.
So we had Bilf, Mines in the gutter. Hoomp Sparrow it is, and Splits Happen. I don't know of any changes on those teams.
Who are you? Sarge? Is the captain of Splits Happen, but I don't know who the old captain was. But he said he's the new captain.
Xander's not on that team anymore.
Oh, no, but that was like years ago. Maybe this is, I'm remembering something from last year.
Xander took his last year was Xander's first year off Splits Happen. He went with like Laga's team, I thought.
And then they made the finals.
Not Xander.
Splits Happen.
Of B.
Oh.
I think they lost, Splits Happen Strikes on Tap finals, right?
Once you get rid of the cancer, you start to thrive.
There is a Tuesday B new team, and it's Purple Nurple. He's the new captain with Seashells. Shifter Paul, welcome back to the league. Wanda and Island Boy, and Wanda, I think I'm missing one person, but I don't know who that one person would be.
No idea.
I love that everybody wanted to be picked up so far, for the most part, has been picked up.
I think that's
like
right.
Pinder has been a great. I know. I think.
Yeah, we should talk about Pinder. Let's talk about Pinder.
Yeah,
Pinder,
Hungus,
what a good call. It seems to have worked.
Because no one checks the smackboard, right? People asking to be on the team, like, nobody fucking checks the smackboard anymore. I don't even check the smackboard anymore.
No, it's usually just
you're
going to
get made fun of anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You're still on that smackboard? You fucking lived there 8 years ago! But at Pender, was a great thing for people to be like, hey, I bowled in such and such
team. I would say 8 to 10 people
him.
Got placed because
I
of Pender.
So,
I think it's more than that. And we had a retirement announcement.
Yeah.
That was like full LeBron. Yeah. Taking his fucking talents.
Taking his talents to South Beach, baby.
Yeah. South Portland, baby.
Yeah. South Portland Beach. That's what he said.
Willard Beach.
Taking my talents to South Portland Beach.
I'm pretty sure Hexy offered clam hands.
fist.
Yeah, I was going to say Mountain Man.
I think
I don't see him.
I don't know Mountain
anywhere.
Man.
Who is Mountain Man? Tell
I'm
us.
I'm looking
more.
At Pinder.
You know Mountain Man?
I don't know. No.
Mountain Man.
Clam Hand should have been Cheddar's bowling name.
Clam
yeah,
Hand.
Missed opportunity there.
Is
I don't
on
know.
Who team?
I don't
team?
Know.
I think
right. I'm talking about people on Pinder that I don't know where they
are. None
play.
Of those teams are.
Yeah, I don't know about anything about Mountain Man. I haven't seen that one. That's.
Is it swipe right or left?
He says he's from San Diego.
Whoa.
Bowls a 160.
Hello.
Never been on Tinder in my life. Molly dies.
A 160 guy from San Diego.
Yeah. Tinder account you've ever seen in your life.
Does he still have
you would go
a place
on Tinder?
In
oh, yeah. Everyone's a right, too. I'm not fucking swiping left on anyone.
Let them swipe left.
I'm down for everything.
I don't swipe left.
Wife
they
dies.
Swipe left.
They're going to call me the king of Dr. Tinder. She's going to fucking bowl.
Dr. Tinder.
Dr. Tinderbender.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Yeah,
one
year
later, front desk if you're listening.
Did Flatline go anywhere?
Yes, Flatline's with Hexes.
Okay.
That's.
Is that who you're missing?
No, Clam Hand's the one we're missing on
I think.
No, Hexy, I think we had six.
I think she got Clam Hand.
No, we only had five.
Flatline's going to lose their name because if you drop dead at the lanes, I mean, you get buried.
That's bad.
We'll have a Flatline here before it's all said and done.
Oh, not going to work.
Hey, we're all going to be bowling this league when we're 95 years old. It's going to be rough as hell. Fucking Fool's Gold comes on, I start dancing, both hips break, hit my head, aneurysm, gone.
It has been 26 hours since the last ambulance call to Bayside Bowl.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Is that a record?
I didn't know Thunder was here yesterday.
What time is it?
Yeah, we must have just missed it.
We've had,
was it like 8 a.m.?
Two in a row, the last two nights.
Oh, wow.
Friday night crowd looked rough.
Is it a E.J. Taggart situation? Or,
nope.
Too much?
Just getting broken up in like a class when you had a
no, no, this is like, one was like a woman at a company party who just like passed out.
Ooh.
And then another one was yesterday, a dude just bowling and then decided to step onto the lane and wiped out and broke his arm.
Oh.
I watched that happen one time
fucking
here.
Broke his leg? The guy broke
like 10 years ago. The guy that broke his arm, were you here for that? He was on what's now 20.
We wish.
Just like popped
you
right out of
it.
His elbow.
Dude, the Norris boys had somebody on their team last year pass out and hit her head off that deck on her row. She went down. It was like an NFL.
I was
practicing. I was like, God, that is
it
bummed me out. It ruined my practice. I was on average for like a 290.
All right, let's hold ourselves to the standard of not passing out.
Oh no, it was a medical thing. It wasn't due to booze.
No promises.
We need to set the bar somewhere.
No Bopo, dude. It's all right,
so
we
got two kids. I got a night out.
Out.
I might pass
it
out.
Yeah. Pass out is the end of
I told
our
you I'm hiring a driver.
Pass out.
We still.
According to the trolls.
So we're missing one of Nurple's crew, but I'm sure we'll figure that out. Nurple, just put it on the site. Or I bet Shifter's
put
listening.
Put it on Twitter, Nurps.
Shifter was it.
Blowing up.
Bopo skinny.
Farmer's the king of beating off and passing out.
King of Bopo.
Shot.
Okay.
Which is true.
You called
Tuesday,
it on yourself.
Tuesday
Text
A.
Too.
Tuesday
hey,
A this year is
out.
Down to 11 teams, and it is an arms race.
Exact.
It is. It's crazy. So we'll start with Bingos. They've added Coco Lopez.
Who else?
It's the all mercenary squad.
That's it.
Well, they had General So on my team, so they're fucked.
Oh, they lost they General So's dreads.
Let's talk about General So. General So got a haircut.
He harvested.
They
that
got the curse now.
Sure did.
So he cut off like 3 feet of dreadlocks.
His hair looks exactly like yours right now, barely hanging on.
Yet it's still hanging on.
It is. I'm just,
so
yeah,
I'm
just
cool with it.
Trying to
I'm
you
cool with it. I'm cool with it, baby.
No disrespect.
You're ahead of him.
I'm hanging in there.
No offense.
No offense. Yeah, exactly.
Some taken.
So I call them the Swinging Richards. I think they're going to rename themselves. Is that true, as far
yes.
as we know?
White Russian, Dick, do we have a name yet?
Nazi.
Nazi? The Nazis? That's
whoa.
A terrible
we don't edit White Russian.
My name.
That's not
going to
make it. That's not going to make it past the...
I'm pretty sure that was been used
before. Might I suggest
it didn't end well for those guys.
Hey, Sparrow, tear up her fucking copy of the Mein Kampf.
It's 70 years later. The world still hates them. So.
How do we get into these places?
So we have no idea what their name was. It's okay.
What the name was.
It's okay, but they
I do think that's what they
planned. Tango did tell me last night, but I don't remember.
That's okay.
What's that?
Tango's got a new team.
I mean, Hungus
name.
Name.
But they've added Squatch.
Really?
Yes. Oof. They've added Squatch to that team, and they lost
that's
Deputy.
Ouch.
And Sparks. Is that true?
Well, who's on it?
And Shooter.
Who are the two people
Tango,
who
Lala,
released,
Squatch.
Squatch and
Tango,
what's his name with?
Lala. Squatch
and Deputy
Glossy.
With
Glossy.
Who else?
Money and his wife.
D-Money. The Leisure Rules Exiles.
And Mrs. D-Money. What's D-Money's bowling?
That's a real fucking awkward
D-Money. D-Money's, it's literally D-Money's wife. Is she go by Mrs. Money?
Breads.
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 So, Dick DeShire, what did you call Squatch and D-Money?
Dollar Store Deputy and Salvation Army Sparks.
Dollar Store Deputy.
Yeah, oh. It's Salvation Army Sparks.
That's a tough...
Wow. Them fighting words. When do they play?
I didn't want to put ha-ha on it because I didn't want to give it to him, but I was like, dude, that's good. And he texted me like 3 hours later. He's like, you know that's fucking good. I'm like, it was good. I just didn't want to tell you.
Yeah, listen, I can't like this publicly, but I did like it privately.
Yeah, and... You're right. And Shooter also left. Wow, losing Deputy, Sparks, and Shooter. Yikes.
They'll have a lot of losses on Tuesday, but they'll fight for him.
What, Shooter go back to Leisure Rolls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sons of Danarchy lost. Mick Stryker is taking a year off. Is this a permanent hiatus? Does she expect it to be a temporary?
As far as I know, it's a year off.
Just a year off, and they picked up Pineapple.
Who?
Sons of Danarchy picked up Pineapple and lost McStriker.
Oh.
Agreed.
Dude, this lost like 60 pins in average.
And I think Revlord's done.
And total.
60 to 100. Revlord's done, right?
McStriker was pretty much 165.
I thought he was injured and he's out too.
Is Revlord also? Yes. He continues to be.
I believe he's played injured, draft, yeah. I believe he's injured.
Oh, man.
Dude, Sons of Danarchy is going to suck.
Yeah, they're going to have a tough
one. No offense to Pineapple, but I mean, Booth and Diesel suck too. I mean... They don't have anybody left.
I don't think they're good enough to
Who's
keep
their
pace.
Ace? Cooch and Cooch's son?
Cooch, yeah. No, he's still playing for OC.
He plays for OC, yeah.
Cooch can't go above 185 anymore. He goes like us. He goes hard. He gets loose.
Loose.
He does that once a year.
95.
Yeah, he's got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Dude, Pineapple put up a 95 average over 21 games in the draft league.
Whew.
I love her to death. But if she's on your team, you're going to fucking lose. A lot.
Yeah, so he might struggle.
I know. I had two, no offense to Bit and Casual Hundo. I had 2 100 girls on my draft league team. We went 2-10.
Some taken.
Yeah. They got their averages up to 110, but that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
No offense, ladies. Hang in there. Keep working on your game. I'm a 160 guy, which is way better than you girls. You just suck.
How about Turkey?
No wait, hold on. Hold on. Didn't Casual Hundo join a team?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're just not there yet?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Turkey Club, I think, stayed standard pat?
No way. I thought Tango went back to Turkey Club.
No, that was a red herring.
Jesus Christ. No.
That was Red Turkey.
That was misdirection.
Yeah, it was Red Turkey, yeah.
Do we have a girl named Red Turkey?
No.
Yes. We do. Yes. Yeah.
Do we?
Get to know the league, fuckface.
She's on the Incredibles, or was a couple years ago.
He skipped over Incredibles.
Yeah, I skipped him.
Red Turkey's on that team.
Well, then they must not exist.
I don't know.
I think her name's Red Turkey.
Any changes on Skull?
Shout out to Boston.
Nope.
No, not that we know of. Saucy Posse, they lost Master Splinter. That's massive.
And they say that Hot Sauce isn't going to really
be
bowling.
Hot Sauce
bowling,
and Therapy
right?
are out because they're pregnant. Yeah. Cheers to them.
Cheers.
Oh, Po Baby in the fucking house, baby. Put the fucking headphones on that baby. Bring it in and bowl.
And Beef was talking about being done. I don't know if he will be or won't be. But.
So Saucy Posse sounds pretty unsettled.
They got their banners. They got two.
So there's still two. I mean,
it's pretty nice.
It is pretty nice. We have two OCs. We have two Back in Blacks
and two Saucies.
And two Saucies.
Yep.
Hungus, when can you join this ranks of the two?
2020.
Two titles? You'll never win your second title.
We have a new team.
I have to learn to bench myself.
Which you'll never learn that either.
That's probably true, actually. I don't even need to Roshi on that one.
Jailbait.
You should try to get on that team we just talked about.
Jailbait has a new team with Jailbait, Cleveland, Hot Gravy, Brown Michael Cox, Kybal Ren, and Casual Hundo.
Yeah, pretty solid, first year squad.
Super great group of people that are going to 0-13.
Really
I don't understand the Cleveland move.
I don't know the...
Women
wants to be the ace.
I mean,
I know.
Doesn't seem to fit the vibe.
Yeah. Right, but they're all like young party Bayside regulars.
That's why Farmer and I like hanging out with young people. They keep you young, right? Yeah. That's a fun team for Cleveland to go.
It's a great move for him. I was just surprised at the pickup, but I guess also, we might as well bring in a guy.
And he's going to get three games. If they want to win, they need to get Hundo.
I think they're putting some pieces together.
One at the least. Get her playoff eligible and then never bowl her again.
They'll win some games, though, I think. They'll win a few games.
Yeah, no offense, Hundo.
That lineup's solid.
They're going to be SOD.
Hey, we need some edits, bro.
No edits necessary.
No edits. They're going to beat SOD.
Here's another team that I think has gotten made a big step up. Oddballs. Yep. They pick up Serrano. So if you look at their top four, who is their top four?
It's Serrano,
Heartbreak Kid, Brooklyn,
and Nugget.
And Nugget.
Mr. Florida coaching him from the sidelines. Now he's retired and went straight into coaching. It's like the Bill Belichick on the sidelines.
That's their top four.
I doubt
setting lineups, calling lines.
No. And Twisted T is their backup
Twisted
guy.
Twisted T is a backup guy.
Yeah. Lining guys up.
They got a good.
They're deep. They're good.
Deep squad.
He was on your draft league team a couple years ago.
Sorry, Twisted, about that. Crushed a lot of averages in my
he
day.
He doesn't remember his draft team.
Thunder's competitive spirit gets the best of him in draft league picks.
Pat and
then he sees it. He's like, I got to go back to the fun. And then he always, and he swings all the way to the other way when it comes time to pick the ladies. And he ends
up with no good bowlers totally and team. Five people there who are not going to get along at all.
Every year.
Great. I'll have fun.
What a surprise.
I am going back into the draft. Watch out for me in the first round next year when I go 290 on this pattern.
That'd be nice.
My goal is 298.
This is definitely another title contender. Sharks and Strikes. They pick up Deputy and Sparks. Oof. The real ones. Not the dime store Salvation Army versions. They pick up the real ones to go with who? Dick DeJour and who else?
White Russian.
And Ten Pin has been.
Still on the squad.
Speedy Wiener.
Nugget.
And White Russian.
The losses include Cheddar.
You have six total. Cheddar and Pauly. All
right, so Pauly then.
My bad.
Yeah, Pauly Metro.
No, you're sorry,
who
dude.
Who moved on.
We have six.
So DDJ, you must feel pretty psyched. Thumbs up.
See, you can talk to
him. He's not even here.
Expound on that.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Now, we have our team that we always thought we'd have. Minus Railroad.
You have all your fans.
Minus Railroad.
Oh, yeah. Nice steal, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Steal.
Railroad is on.
Yeah, come to the never offered stay a spot. Jedi. Stay a Jedi. Fucking Yoda doubles. Got him back to the Force.
We still do doubles.
Yeah. But we have Roger.
We can talk about him. So, beer stands pat this
100%
year.
100%
same. So, it's hung.
Get rid of the dude.
No, that was last year.
Yeah.
Is Bezos OG? Original?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, he started the league, bro.
They were 0-13 year tabs, one. Man. Bingas went 0-13. Then they went 13-0. Then they went 12-1.
Drank out of the cup. Thanks, Booth. That's 7 OGs.
Yeah. Oh, we're playing beer. Let's start drinking out of it. What an idiot. That might be the all-time biggest bonehead Bull Portland move of all fucking time.
Well, he's the guy that compares
the all-time biggest bonehead move of all time. So it's both all-time in the front and the back?
For both
yeah, that's
and
how
all-time.
All-time.
That's how all-time.
Double
wow.
All-time.
Before and after.
Congrats.
Drinking out of it before they even play?
Yeah, that's awful.
We're going to beat these losers?
You shouldn't even look at it.
Hungus, how you feeling? How's Slow Roll's health?
She can bowl again. Her arm's not broken.
Good deal.
Yeah.
And Brandy is able to bowl. Her neck's not broken.
Yeah. Excellent. So,
she can seize up.
Trying to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Have no injuries going into the playoffs. That's the goal.
Tom Richards. Is Tom Richards on call just in case?
He wants to get in one game total this season somewhere out of our.
You think you can
weeks.
Squeeze that in?
Yeah.
Let us know the day in advance so we can come in and enjoy the
It'll be the perfect timing and he'll
let
roll
us
like
know when he's coming in. I love Tom Richards.
I love Tom Richards. Filthy came in at practice today.
Oh, Filthy's all in.
He's awesome.
He told me he's going to average 225.
That's
goal.
Great.
Right.
Rick Vaughn's going to be the odd man out in the playoffs.
I'm in the new five.
Rick's hot.
Yes.
Urban legend coming in hot. Staying hot, I should say. Yeah.
Rick Vaughn's a good bowler. I know he's got the wonky style, but he's fucking committed to it, and he fucking picks up big pitches of that.
And he's the fourth best guy on that team.
And he's sneaky good about getting for practice. Like, he's here.
What's so sneaky about showing up here every afternoon?
He has been afternoon. Like Munson.
He and I have been known to share some afternoon delight.
Best DJ in the league, big party. Just ask Dick DeJure.
OC, man.
The final team of Tuesday. OC, they lose. They add Coco. Coco out of retirement, according to Natro.
That's right. No, official.
And they lose Mama D to their former friend Double Chief.
They got a fucking alcoholic that's not even in town half the time. I mean, this team is going to suck. They're going to get 2 to 3 wins max.
Yeah.
Especially after
I don't think it's going to be a very good year for two banner teams.
We could see a divorce on the OC.
But they already have two banners, so what are you going to do?
Yeah,
right. They've got twice as many banners.
Actually, watch them come in and dominate. Oz gets back to form. Nature
the first
gets back
season
to form,
of Bopo at Bayside. OC beat us in the final 8-7.
I remember watching that.
That should be our second banner. I really... That one.
Oz was on fire. I saw him throw like...
Because we still weren't good.
I love that.
People weren't good yet. They were still like wide open for like winning.
But I saw Oz go like five or six. It gives me great joy. I know that's wrong, but it does. The year he got knocked out in the first round and we made the semis was the best year of my life because he just sat there like you could just see the depression and dejection.
Let's not forget that Cheese also lost in the first round.
Oh, he's the reason we made it to the
Tequila Mockingbirds.
But he was new. He was new.
Charlie making a video.
This is the year. We've got this.
All these guys were bowling.
Well, that was our window. That 2010 to 12, like we still made it to the finals in 13, but we were 100% overmatched by Stevie Strikes' squad, Back and Bike. Then we were nowhere near it for a while. Now, in theory, with Railroad and Urban, we should be there again. But we can't get people in car accidents on the way to fucking playoffs.
You can't do that.
Hey, Hungus.
If Brandy rolls 150, you're looking really good. 160, 170.
We'll see. Hungus needs to stop living in the past.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's look forward to the BoPo 13. Let's have a cheers. Hey, if you're not on the team,
get your ass on Pinder.
Pinder's blowing up.
Cheers and cheers.
Cheers.
Cannot wait for the season. See you all January
2nd. Roll Bork.
Roll Bork.
Turn it on.
Listening to Rooftop Sessions. We will see you on the lane.
Top of my shift, frog in my throat, sleep in my eyes. Starting to drift, cup of hot joe, checking the sky. Never can tell, making my list, checking it twice. Fasten my belt, flipping my switch, checking my mind. Listening to Earth Unite on the satellite.